that takes care of the financing, maybe a CFO or...
Hello? Hey, is Jin in?
Okay, is there a...
Yes, speaking.
Hey, Jin, Nico over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Who?
It's Nico at the Bank of Cardiff. We were in contact a couple months ago about some of the programs we had to offer, the equipment financing and working capital. You told me that you didn't have needs for financing, but to just check back in towards the end of the year. So giving you a friendly call back, seeing how business has been, and, you know, if you are in the market for anything right now.
Would you hold it 1 second?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. I was just speaking to Jin. This is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. Trying to touch base with you guys here in regards to some of the programs we had to offer, the equipment financing and working capital, seeing if you guys had any fourth quarter plans that could require some of that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you guys looking to do anything for the business, for lawn landscaping?
Yes, we do, but how did you find us?
I was in contact with you guys over summer.
Yeah.
We spoke. It might have been with you, it might have been with Jin. I'm trying to look at my notes, but at the time, you guys didn't need any type of financing. You weren't looking to bring on any type of equipment or needed extra cash on hand. So I was giving you guys a friendly call back and seeing, you know, what type of plans you have coming up towards the end of the year here, you know, with fall and everything right around the corner, if you guys need some help with any type of financing. Do you guys have anything coming up or we could assist
yes,
you with?
Yes, we do. It's we are trying to buy our property, so we are looking for finance. That would be great. What is the interest rate that you are offering?
Well, what are you looking to do? You're trying to buy what?
Property, building.
Are you guys moving into a new building?
No, we are renting right now.
Uh-huh.
In Little Ferry, New Jersey.
Okay.
We're trying to buy the property.
How much does the property cost? What type of loan are you looking for? Because we have two programs here. We have the equipment financing and working capital. Are you guys looking to purchase the building outright, or are you trying to get on a mortgage? Because we don't offer consumer lending like that. These are straight business loans.
We are. There's a place trying to give us the mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to put the money down.
Ah, got it. So you want a down payment. Okay.
Right.
What? How much is the down payment that they're looking for?
Well, it's almost we're there, but we...
Oh, you just need some extra cash on hand?
Right.
Ah, got it. How much were you looking for?
So your bank is a short-term, right?
Yes, we do short-term loans.
And if we borrow $20,000,
mm-hmm.
Then how much of interest that we are trying to look for?
Well, it really depends on, I guess, how you guys look down on paper. Our credit department comes back with a lot of the answers after you go through our application process, and they can give you definitive rates. I don't have a number on top of my head because giving you a number would be completely irresponsible on my end to just spew out numbers that wouldn't make sense. Usually what we do is we have you go through our application process to see what we can get you approved for. So we try and get you approved for the largest amount possible on the best possible terms. With it shows like the interest rates, it shows the term length, it shows how much we can get you approved for. And then we work backwards. We say, okay, you don't need 35, you need the 20. You don't want a 14-month, you want a 6-month term. And we work with the interest rates, too, to try and see what we can do to help out. But it depends on how you look on paper, and I don't want to be giving numbers out that don't make sense.
I never had a loan like this. That's why what is the range of what is the starting with the bad credit.
Okay. What is your guys' credit look like right now? Maybe you can help me get a better picture of...
About 700.
Okay, that's around... That's around that's above the national average, right? So you guys are slightly above national average, which is not bad. When you're saying bad credit, when I think of bad credit, I think of less than like 650. But you guys are above the national average, which is pretty good. That's not that bad. So I would not consider that bad credit on your guys' end. But the short-term loans, it's called a working capital loan. It's designed to just be a short-term based loan for instances like this. We don't tack on an APR. I know a lot of people, they say APR, APR, APR. That's like the easiest way to do it. But what we have on our end is what's called a fixed payback. So let's say you borrow $20,000, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we tell you how much you're going to pay back, $22,000 over 12 months. That's it. You pay us back the $20,000 plus the $2,000 of the interest, and that's it. And we get you on a fixed payment. Either a daily, weekly, or monthly, depending on what you qualify for, really. And it's that simple. There's no complications surrounding it. There's nothing that makes it so confusing. We tell you how much you got to pay back, and that's how much you pay back. There's nothing more to it. So it makes the process so much simpler and so much easier on both ends, too.
Okay, so when you say $20,000 and we have to pay back for $22,000, then that's just example, right?
Yeah, that's a hypothetical. That's not like a definitive.
And also, what happens if we are looking for the credit card is APR and when you keep the after the balance transfer, and then if we couldn't pay full amount, then interest is going high, right?
No, I'm a little confused what you're saying.
No, I never had this type of loan. That's why I like to know what is the difference between.
Of course. So if you think of an APR, you know how it goes. The percentages vary based off the balance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ours, it's just a fixed payback. So the difference is the balances doesn't vary. It's just you borrow this amount and you pay back that amount. It's pretty simple. So the balances doesn't change with. Like how it does with the APR.
My question is, the credit card is you pay APR,
mm-hmm.
and after in certain period, and if you cannot pay back on time, then there will be you're jumping up the credit card interest going to be jumping up, and I'd like to know that your company. Let's say if we are borrowing $20,000 and within 2 years and your fee is another $2,000, and what happens if we cannot pay within 2 years contract?
Oh, what happens if you don't pay?
Right.
That's a good question. That usually ends up being, it gets a little more sticky situation. Let me ask my senior member, like, exactly what happens. Maybe he has a better picture on that. Can you give me 1 second?
Please.
Okay. I mean, essentially what happens, are you still there?
Yes.
Yeah, essentially what happens is, I mean, it's just a default on loan, but, I mean, is there a concern that you have if you were to take out money right now, why you wouldn't be able to afford something?
No, just I like to know that for the credit card, I mean, nowadays, credit cards offer a lot of good balance transfer for the 2 years, And we are considering use the cushion money to have a balance transfer rate, and they are offering 0% for 2018 until March. And after that, whatever balance remain, we usually pay off during the balance transfer rate. But if we don't get pay, and remaining balance will be jumping to 19%.
Okay. Yeah. That's the APR and everything, but because it's a business loan, it's the fixed payback. There's no APR with it. So to understand it, like I said, the best example that I can give you is if you had borrowed $20,000, we put you on a payment plan. Either there's daily payments, weekly payments, or monthly payments, depending on what you qualify for. We take out the money that way. So it's taken out of the business banking account. So it's not like... when you pay it, I mean, you have some options depending on, like, what happens, what you get approved for. But I can't give you definitive answers on the programs that we can get you on right now until you go through the application process. Would you like to go through the application process and see what we can do for you if we can get you the $20,000 and what type of rates and terms we can get you on and how it's easier to understand? Because if I have numbers, for example, that, you know, you're able to look at, I think it will be better. Do you want to try it out?
What kind of application processing that you have to do?
Yeah, so what we require is just it's a one-page application. It's like a credit application, as well as we require 6 months of your most recent business bank statements. Take a look at, you know, how healthy the company is, where the money's going, et cetera, et cetera. And then we look at your 2015 tax return. For the business, for lawn landscaping, just to check, see how much, you know, you guys are doing in sales and seeing, you know, how the business is performing. Do you guys happen to take credit cards as payment?
Yes.
Okay, and then usually we look at merchant processing statements as well. I'm completely sorry, but I don't think I actually was able to catch your name at the beginning of the conversation.
This is a Haehyun. Haehyun.
Hyun.
Yeah, but I will pass it on because we have to go back to the 1040 and then 6 months of a bank statement.
Why don't I do this? What's the best email address? I can shoot you over what's required. And if you guys want to get started on that process and take a look at it, take a look at our company, et cetera, and see what we have to offer and if you would like to move forward with it, because I think this could help you out, at least to get the down payment in place so you guys can make the move and be happy with it. Do you think that's okay?
No, it's all right. It's not necessary. We are in our... program, and I think that's we're gonna just use the credit cards, whatever the credit
card
they are offering. I think that's much easier.
But you said that doesn't come into play until 2018, right?
We don't have to until 2018. It's a 0%.
Oh, yeah, I mean, anybody can tell you it's 0%, but then once everything starts racking up, that's when the real problem happens. It's because now you have...
No, it is. It is. And last night we were talking about the customer service, and it's at the beginning of the... When we transfer to our checking account, it's 3% of a interest rate that we are offering. We are borrowing, so it's much easier. And
yeah, I mean, we have business credit cards as well with 0% too. It's not like something that's unfamiliar to the banking industry. I mean, if that's something that interests you, if you want to get on a program like that as well as the working capital, I mean, what is it that you're exactly... I would like to get a better picture of exactly what you're trying to accomplish.
We are trying to... because we're going to have a expenses on our order to buy the building.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to know that there's a cushion money because at the closing we don't know unexpected expenses gonna be there always. So we like to have borrowing some cushion money for 2 years and about three years less money that we could pay interest.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like your company is, I never had a loan before, so I...
Yeah, I mean, it's a smarter move because these are business loans. They don't go on your personal credit either. They go on your business credit.
Okay, I will give you an email. It's Morningstar East.
Morning... Star East, is that what you said?
Yes, east@gmail.com.
Okay, what I want you to do I'm going to shoot you over like everything for the working capital program at least, but I want you to look at our website and go and look at, you know, the other things that we have to offer. But in this type of situation, the working capital would probably be the best. And if you're looking for consumer credit cards, if you qualify with us on that aspect, we might be able to tack that on too as kind of like a perk, but that just depends on, you know, what process we go through here. So I want you to take a look at everything. If you want to move forward and see what we can do for you here and how we can help the business in itself get you that down payment that you're looking for. Does that sound like a good plan?
Okay, yes. Send me your email address, and I will look for it.
Okay, and you said to spell your name. It was Haehyon?
Right.
Okay, and how do you pronounce that?
Haehyon.
Haehyon. Okay, Haehyon. I'm going to email you that right now. Take a look at it. If you have any questions on it, please feel free to give me a call. I have all my contact info. Or if you'd like to, you know, if you're more savvy on emailing, very good at that too and responding. So
okay,
I'll try. Yeah, is
I
there
have another line?
Yeah, do you want me to follow up with you here?
Right. I will call you when I email me your contact number. And if I have a question, I will call you.
Perfect. Okay, then.
Thank
Sounds
you.
Like a plan. Of course, Ayan. You take care.